Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Oh yeah!
Welcome everybody.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Good morning to those of you on the West Coast.
Alongside Greggy Greg.
Greg Sussman.
Yo.
Late of Sussmania.
Hello, sir.
And Jake,
the Beast Seeley.
I'm Nando DeFino. The Beast, what's happening?
I hope it's not good morning on the West Coast. Are people rolling out of bed at 10 o'clock?
They don't have to be rolling out of bed. Just good morning to you. Not wake up.
People certainly could work from 10 to 6. You walk into the office. Good morning.
If I'm up at 6 a.m. If Greg's like, hey, good morning, man.
Six is slackers nowadays, Greg. Come on.
What's up?
I said, that's slacker now.
Why? You work from 10 to 6?
Jake's up at 4 a.m.
My girlfriend works from 10 to 6.
No, I'm not up at 4 a.m. I openly admit I'm not up at 4 a.m. I'm just saying 9 to 6. Like, I don't usually hear, like, people don't usually have the 8-hour workdays anymore.
My girlfriend works from 10 to 6. And there's a lot of people on the staff that have 8-hour workdays, to be honest with you.
Jakey. But mainly he's.
Like, most of the people that I know don't get paid for lunch anymore these days.
Well, it is what it is. Jake, by the way, we're going to be there's a big Daily Roto promo coming up. I won't give it away yet, but it's pretty awesome. And there will be codes associated with them. Ooh. And I'm working with Colin Drew. And before we get into it, we got some big stuff today. Yahoo Fantasy Football changed their rules. Before we get into that, Jake, would you prefer Beast or The Beast as your code?
I'm going to have to say The Beast. All right. Beast is just gonna...
Maybe we'll give them
both.
I told
you I prefer neither, but...
Please. I saw you tweet something about the Beast rankings.
No, actually, you didn't.
You did something. I saw it. It was like a week ago.
Yeah, I left you a message. That was it.
No. There was a tweet about the Beast of Rankings or something like that. Anyway.
It might have been somebody saying it to me.
No, you did it, Jake. We know. Moving along. Big fun show today, Greggy.
Love fun shows.
And Jake. Yahoo yesterday announced that they've got some changes to their fantasy football.
Talk to me.
Usually we just do baseball here, but Yahoo's...
Hold on, Greg's got to get excited about the first change. Tease it well, Nando.
It's a Jake Seeley special, and it's not no kickers. Jake Seeley special. Give that some thought, because Jake claims that everything is his anyway, so plant a lot of flags and a lot of moons.
Come on, Greg, what do we...
You hate receptions, that's for sure.
No.
Does he like half...
Yeah.
Well, I'm a half-point guy as well.
Yahoo's defaulting to half-point PPR.
Right!
How crazy is that?
That's awesome!
But I mean, like, that's
love
like...
Love it!
And I got a great quote here from Brad Evans when he tweeted it out. We're evolving with the fantasy community as a whole, ecstatic about the direction we're moving. Good for Yahoo, man. So there were two things they did. The default game is going to be a 0.5 PPR format, and it's going to have a flex spot. I think instead of that WR... T with the weird thing that Yahoo
just
does.
Flex.
There, I think just flex.
I like that.
Instead of like WR and RT and
right,
WT.
WR/R/T.
Yeah.
Hashtag flex for like flex leagues. Is that what they're doing?
I think that's what they're doing, Jake. There's just an entire spot dedicated to the league that you invented.
Me and Ganos and Jamie.
Right. He has to say that. But in secret, Jake, you've told me those two had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was the beast.
The beast. Anyway, man, this is I think just I wanted to bring this up so people knew this is kind of cool, and I think it's a bit of a game changer. If you played Yahoo, people just sign me up for Yahoo leagues left and right, and I'm like, okay, draft, and then I kind of stop paying attention to it.
Makes sense.
I don't know, man. This makes it a little more fun. Props to Yahoo. Hi, Jakey.
It's great.
Yeah, I love to see it. I would love to see them do this and get rid of the kicker like DraftKings did, and kind of have the whole thing out there on a major network site to have that out. But hey, half point PPRs are the right step.
Love it.
I still like kickers, man. I know Jake hates them, but because it brings an element of luck, I get it into the game. But I once thought I had figured out the kickers, like predicting kickers,
And speaking of figuring that out, Nando.
All right, Jake, thanks for interrupting my story. Go ahead.
Sounds about right.
No, Scott Barrett at Pro Football Focus, they found out the defense, they took your thing, the defense, that sacks plus turnovers, while nothing is 100% predictable or even that highly predictable of defenses, that is the most telling stat of all.
For preseason?
Yeah.
What?
Wow! Come on, man!
Just in general.
You should have trademarked that.
That is weak!
You should have trademarked that.
Oh, Jake, where did you see that? Why didn't you send me that? Instead, he sent me a Pianowski tweet.
I'll find it. I'll send it to you. They found out. So predicting the next season defense is what they're saying is the most telling stat. It was a point. They used the whole R2 that, you know what that is.
Give me a break, man. Number. Yeah, come on.
But anyway, it was the highest of all the stats was turnovers plus sack, which you came up with like 5 years ago.
Interesting. They reverse engineered my theory, baby.
Sure did.
Wow, Scott Barrett. No longer friend of the show.
No longer a friend of the show.
I don't know if he ever was.
Not to be.
Yeah, we don't like Scott Barrett here.
He was just tweeting out with that Pro Football.
Scott Barrett's
Pro Football.
The anti Chris Bosio. What was he? I'm sorry, Jake. I was talking over you. What did you say?
Nothing. You're fine.
No, go ahead. Heap some more praise on Pro Football Focus.
No, I said that's who you should blame, not Scott himself. I said you should blame Pro Football Focus.
Well, who wrote it?
I think he just tweeted out whatever the numbers they came up with.
That's what he gets for being a blind loyalist.
I'll find it.
All right, but do it during the commercial break, because I need you for some of these things that we're coming up with here.
Thanks, you can't count on me.
Well, I just, Jake, sometimes I go to Jake, and he's like, who was that second guy?
Yeah,
because he was watching the Masters or playing Nintendo.
You're gonna never let that die for one shot on the Masters.
Sorry, one Jake. Shot. We kid because we care.
Yeah.
Okay, moving along. We got a lot of baseball news and a lot of baseball stuff. And I tried to find a theme that could tie all these players together, and I basically couldn't. So sure. We're just calling it a grab bag today.
Why can't it be potpourri? I love potpourri.
You know what? We can just go right in and change the titles and everything.
Fantasy
if you'd
grab
like.
Bag's fine.
Fantasy grab bag, folks. Potpourri, we'll say. Well, potpourri be Tuesday. I didn't want to steal that from the BFFs.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get into it. So here's some of the names we're going to be talking about today on the show. Ronald Acuna, obviously. I think we've said enough about him, but we got to mention him. Some injuries to Bud Norris, Eric Thames, Adrian Beltre, Christian Villanueva, Adam Eaton, still not back. Shohei Ohtani, we'll analyze his game. Dan Straley's coming back. Mac Williamson hit another home run. Andrelton Simmons homered twice. I got a guy in here. I actually got two guys who I don't think enough people are paying attention to.
Like most of the players we talk about on the show.
Well, there's our recurring theme. I'll leave their names for later. We're going to talk a little Mark Cagna.
Sure.
And Eric Lauer, who got hammered yesterday in Colorado, but I think might be overreaction if the 1% of people who owned him drop him.
There's a name I want to talk about as well. Okay. I can save it for the BFFs.
No, throw it in.
No, okay.
All right, well, tell you what, if we don't have enough room here.
All right, there's a guy that pitched last night, didn't get a win, but he pitched really, really well. So,
Canna, by the way.
I knew that, Jake. I wasn't gonna just, you know.
Call out
now I just mispronounced the name, so Jake will correct us.
Love it.
Yeah. Why would you pronounce Cana, Cagna?
It's just Cana. There's an H. There's no Y. C-A-N-H-A.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been mispronouncing things, so...
Can. But it's Can.
Canha.
Not Con. Not like Con, like Con! It's Can.
So we didn't go for Kanye West there.
Yeah, I agreed.
Let's start with Ronald Acuna. Jake, pronunciation checker?
Acuna,
okay with you?
That's how I've always said I could double check. I don't know all these off the top of my head. I just always fact check them.
I understand. Acuna, that's it. Let's just say, like, so many words have been said about this guy already.
Yep.
Baseball Reference doesn't even have him.
Sure they do. I said you got to expand it, and it's. I checked. I know it's A, like, and then C-U-H is really big in the middle. That's how I got Acuna.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Let me twist him around a little bit. Jake, would you trade Shohei Ohtani the hitter for Ronald Acuna?
Absolutely.
Greggy?
Absolutely.
What if it was the CBS style where he's both a hitter and a pitcher you could decide?
That changes everything.
Right. What would you
now, since you're trading the pitcher as well.
So right. You're just trading the one Shohei Ohtani for Acuna. Ronald
Acuna.
I wouldn't even trade
the pitcher for Acuna.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ronald Acuna's a beast, though.
Is he?
All right, Jake, would you trade George Springer for Ronald Acuna?
No.
Greggy?
I would not now.
I mean, it's kind of close.
Would you trade, if I may?
Yeah, please.
Gregory Polanco for Ronald Acuna.
I would want to get Acuna. I'm so hot on Acuna right now.
So you're
I would take Acuna over Polanco.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Polanco fan.
All right.
And I want to believe the best in people. And I feel like the Braves did maybe want to wait for him to get hot. And he comes up now. Well, and he's, we're saying he's the best of hitting
streak. You're the highest. So what you love doing this, Nando. What are you expecting for the rest of the year?
I think he hits 20 home runs. I think he steals 30 bases. And I think he hits, let's say, 272.
Under, I like it.
You like the average?
I like the average. I'll say 15 and 25.
All right, Jake, we're not that far off. We're five each.
I know, but 20 and 30, that's a lot.
I mean, but that's like saying something's $9.99 and you'll buy it, but you won't buy something that's 10.
No. That's like saying something's $8 and I won't buy it because it's 10. It's a 20. Like, five home runs and five stolen bases is a significant. Like, 20 and 30 is a hell of a lot for any player in 5 months. And I was saying 15 and 25 is reasonable. Like, if you told me that, then I'd still be hesitant to take the under on that. So I think 15 and 25 is just more fair.
He has a nasty lineup around him.
Yes, he does.
Madiga's not here today. We should have given him money to bet on the Braves for us when he went to Vegas.
Sure.
Instead of the Tigers over. Anyway, all right, Ronald Acuna trade scenarios, we're good for now?
Yep. Okay.
Wanted to wish everybody happy Matt Boyd Day.
Sure,
Matt Boyd was pushed back from Tuesday to Wednesday, which...
Almost a double start.
Destroyed any hope of that.
You got it next week.
You know what happened? His first game he pitched this season, as the Matt Boyd expert here, he was pushed back a day because of some rainouts, and he was brilliant. So, he's getting more strikeouts as we go along. Still looking for some wins. But we'll take Matt Boyd's low ERA and whip, I think.
Wait, so he's pitching tomorrow now?
Oh, today's Wednesday. He's pitching today, Jakey.
I'm looking at Baseball Press, and they got Jordan Zimmerman pitching. That's
doubleheader. Doubleheader today in Detroit.
Oh, thank you. That's what. So there you go. I was asking.
No worries.
Jake fact-checking us, man. That's messed up. On Matt Boyd Day, you fact-check us?
See the lineup. I wanted to see who he was facing. I wanted to see the lineup that he was going against. I didn't realize he was pitching tonight. That's why I wanted to see what the lineup they were putting up. I wanted to see what the Pirates put up against them.
I think no matter who they put up against them, they will get crushed. So, Matt Boyd, 7 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts.
Because they're probably going to stack righties against them tonight.
Let them stack whatever they want, Jake. Matt Boyd would go 7 innings and give up 1 run in the All-Star game. Let's just remember that. All right. Matt Boyd, have you guys come around to Matt Boyd at all? He's still only like 20-something percent owned in CBS leagues. What more does he have to do? How about that?
I was always with you.
Yeah, I wasn't, admittedly. We talked about him on the BFFs last week when we thought he was a 2-start pitcher to see if we could believe it. The problem is, not to go all advanced analytics is, you know, whatever, but that ERA at 1.4, which is awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if it's sustainable. He only strikes out 5 dudes per 9. The FIP's 4.16, which is not very good. XFIP is even higher at 5.53.
You can't take it. I mean, that's fielding independent.
Sure.
He has great fielders. That's part of the reason we like Matt Boyd.
Does he have great fielders?
Dixon Machado is one of the best defensive second basemen in the league. Jose Iglesias is one of the best shortstops defensively in the league.
Okay, even so, Greg's point, the BABIP is 132, impossible. The left on base percentage is 98%. Impossible.
I will buy both of those. I'll buy you guys saying those are impossible.
Right. I mean, it's just not realistic. So I think as good as he has been, it comes back down to earth a little bit. I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that. But
well, here's the real kicker, Nando. Because those are the easy ones.
Yeah.
And so the other two, I understand the defense behind them. Here's the real kicker. Again, I'm with you on this. I was with you at the beginning of the season saying Matt Boyd should be owned probably definitely in all 15 teams, a lot of 12-team leagues. I would still look at the matchups going forward because the big one for me is he's letting up a lot of fly balls and hasn't been giving up home runs. Now, not saying he's all of a sudden going to turn into Tanaka with the home runs, but that's going to normalize and it's going to get up to around 10 to 12% for the home run rate. And as soon as that does, if he's allowing 60% fly balls, that's going to be his problem.
So let me just get deep for a second and very philosophical. And we're probably maybe spending too much time on Matt Boyd, but
that's pretty standard for
us. Is there such a thing? Look, you can do whatever you want on BFFs.
I will. I do.
Live at 2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Eastern. Good afternoon. I forgot where I was. Oh, yeah. We're in this age where everyone's, so many strikeouts, so many home runs. And meanwhile, I have this Chris Bosio-produced finesse pitcher who's trying to induce ground balls and balls in play.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Like I said,
he's a different thing than they're 25% seeing.
25% ground balls. That's bad.
Well, I said he's trying, Jim.
He's failing.
Fine, he's trying to induce balls in play. Maybe I misspoke with ground balls. He's trying to induce balls in play because he has a good defense behind him. Leonis Martin, excellent defender. Anyway, enough of Matt Boyd for now. We'll come back to him later in the show. All right, we have some bad news on the injury front that I wanted to get to. Bud Norris, Mike Matheny, who we're going to talk about in a second because he's the softest talker in the stupid press conferences, said Bud Norris has a little soreness after the game yesterday, so they didn't use him. He was pretty convinced that it was a one-day thing, but we were staying away from Bud today. And then someone kind of quietly asked, like, was it his arm? And he's like, yeah, yeah. So I'm not 100% sure that's what he said yeah, yeah to. Anyway, thanks to Fox Sports Midwest for putting that on.
I could find that clip and play it.
Don't. Well, you actually can, right, with the board? Yeah. No, because it's like you're in a funeral. It's like, everyone's like, oh, so what about this? And Matthew's like, yeah, well, this and that. It was a one-run loss to the Mets.
Right.
Who cares? Anyway, Greg Holland, meanwhile, has a 5.06 ERA, but he's only allowed runs in two of his seven games. He has 5 strikeouts and 5 1/3. He's walked 8 in 7 games, but 4 came in the first game. And this is the guy who didn't really have an offseason, didn't have a spring training at all. Signed so late. He's owned in 74% of CBS leagues. Greg, let me ask you this. If it turns out that Bud Norris has something a little more significant, you just drop him right now. I mean, Greg Holland's hot. That's who they brought in, and
right.
Norris is just kind of holding it.
Right. You know, wait a day, right? Like, let's not rush to drop him until we have somebody we want to pick up. Like, I know there's a lot of players that you're about to go over that are really hot. Mac Williamson obviously comes to mind.
Yes.
But I think you have to wait a day. I think Bud Norris did a really, really good job for you. And even last time out with the diminished velocity, he went 1-2-3. So let's kind of wait it out. See if it's just a little fatigue, a little tiredness. Yes, ultimately, this is Greg Holland's job. I'm never a proponent of thinking you're going to have a guy for the entire season. Let's just hold off. Just for a couple days. There's no reason to rush into a silly drop.
Such a Bud Norris apologist.
Thank you.
Jake, when the season's over and the dust settles, is Greg Holland going to have 30 saves?
I'd take the under. But again,
let me guess, 25?
No, I was going to say that's where I put the over-under. I'd still probably lean slightly under just because Holland doesn't look great. You still have Holland not looking great the second half of last year. They do have other options on this team. Gregerson's still working his way back. So I think it's more the attrition of not being 100% the Holland we used to know, not being 100% healthy, that other ones get mixed in there. I think from here on out, he should be the favorite for like 90% of the saves that they do get, though.
Is he top 5 closer?
No.
Is he top 7?
No. Keep going. I'd say 10 to 12.
Jake, you are the king of all rankers. You're saying he's top 10 to 12? Yeah. Interesting. Greg, you want to hit the Sharpie?
I'm worried about the ratios.
Yeah, but I mean, like, can't you make the argument that he had those 4 walks in the first game?
He's
8 walks. But the dude didn't have a spring training. Like, he didn't have a regular...
But he had a second half last year.
In Colorado.
It wasn't the fact only Colorado.
Jake, such a stickler for things. Yeah, I know.
Facts.
Jakey. Coming up, we're going to talk Adrian Beltre injury, Jerkson Profar gaining more eligibility everywhere possibly. Willie Calhoun, maybe this is his time. He's played a little infield throughout his career. Dan Straley, Mitch Haniger. We'll be right back after this.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome back. Greg was doing hits of the Sharpie over the break, so get ready for some fun. Jake the Beast Seeley, Greg Sussman. I'm not a Defino. We're here. Chilling.
Having a great time.
Want to hit the chat room? Is anything going on in the YouTube chat room?
Or of course, always doing it YouTube live. Fantasy Sports Network YouTube account. If you wanted, Jimmy, Ronald Acuna's trade value, Rewind the video a little bit.
Jim Ross, come on, man.
Come on.
Maybe, I mean, if he wants more, maybe we can get back to that a little later on.
No.
All right.
No.
We're done. Watch BFFs for more Ronald Acuna trade value.
I have some questions, but it's about guys we're going to get to, so go right ahead.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a chance
not about the chat, from my own personal.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, let's keep moving then. We made fun of Mike Matheny's soft-talking during press conferences. Little side note. Mike Matheny also confirmed that Jack Flaherty is going to pitch Saturday in Pittsburgh.
We knew that.
We were wrong.
What do you mean we were wrong? This is exactly what I said. Jake, too.
I was wrong.
This is literally what Jake and I said yesterday.
All we said was maybe you should worry a little bit that's not Flaherty's spot in the rotation.
No.
They'd have to adjust him a little bit.
No. We totally realized this, that because they were able to just rearrange their rotation because of the day off, that they just have an extra arm in the bullpen until this weekend when they needed a fifth starter, and then Flaherty would be off. It's exactly what we said. None of it is a surprise. I don't know. Zero.
I got a live stream up right now because I wanted to look at the chat room.
Sure.
Looks like do I slouch?
I think it's natural.
All right. Yeah, it's just the way it is. I got to get to the microphone.
I could sit up like this if you'd like.
I'm going to try this.
All right.
Jake has doesn't have that problem. Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Did you see the solo Pop Dolls were released?
For the movie?
Yeah.
No. Why?
There's a Lando.
Are you going to get it for me?
I was going to get it for me. That's growing up. That's what everyone used to call me. It was Lando.
Lando?
They couldn't figure out Nando. It was too hard.
Because Nando, so they just said Lando.
Yeah, they called me Nando Calrissian or Lando DeFino.
Why Lando? Why an L?
It was popular when we were kids.
All right, so I'm going to start calling you Lando.
Well, if you...
Orlando.
Yeah, that seemed... I guess that was too... You can just call me Nando. You can just call me friend.
Lando's... You should hate Lando because Lando's probably why people call you Nando.
No, I think they call me Nando just because they don't take time to listen when I introduce myself.
I agree. That's like the most amazing thing in the world to me. It really is.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
The Lando comic, the Marvel comic, one of the most amazing pieces of literature. Top 50 I've ever read. The graphic novel. Anyway, back to fantasy.
What's number one?
Probably Count of Monte Cristo.
Okay.
I like that. I think it's way deeper than, you could read it in high school or college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a sandwich.
Jake. So uncultured. Or The Man in the Iron Mask. That one was awesome.
Better than the movie?
The movie?
Yeah, the movie. That's what we're talking the movie here. Or this book called Replay. I keep going. Replay. American Brutus. I'm on American Brutus right now. Anyway.
What about Ready Player One?
No. Schlock.
I like Ready Player One.
Eric Thames. All I have written here is Eric Thames new with a bunch of O's.
So we're going to talk about Eric Thames tomorrow with the guys from Inside Injuries. So I'm excited to talk about that.
Or
but
the
yeah,
women from Inside Injuries?
The guys, the girls, whatever. But the point is, Eric Thames, April is always his month, as we saw. And by always, I mean last year and this year. He really, given that they're facing righties all this week, it was a really good spot for him. He was going to play every single day. Domingo Santana's been on the bench a lot.
Yep.
This injury comes at a really bad time for Eric Thames.
What do you think is going to happen, Jake? Domingo Santana has been benched because he was slumping. Jesus Aguilar actually had a couple good games. He was decent last year, too. Is this a move where Craig Council just screws us all over and goes to Jesus Aguilar instead?
I have no idea. This is why I tried to avoid most of the Brewers in general, is because the injury concern of the people that I knew had jobs like Ryan Braun, and then the mess of the rest of them, and just not knowing who's going to be playing from day to day. The only people that I was intrigued by were Kane and Yelich, but by the whole, both have injury concerns, and this is why, for the price that they were going for, I actually don't think I own a Brewer in any of my leagues for this reason, is there's too many options on this team, and then there's too many injury concerns. So not that we saw the Thames injury coming, but I don't think we can say definitively that he won't go with Aguilar or he won't go another direction to get Domingo Santana back in the lineup.
It's crazy to me that Domingo Santana was one of those guys with question marks after the year he had last year. But whatever.
I think it just came down to playing time. I think that's the biggest thing, is they bring in Yelich and Kane. If everybody's healthy, he has to sit somewhere.
This just made me think. I haven't checked Keon Broxton in the minor leagues lately. I know.
It was either Pianowski or Salfino that brought it up, and they were saying like how many people actually did 20 and 30 in general, and Domingo Santana, the fact that nobody is giving him the respect deserved, including his own team.
That's what I'm saying. It's very disturbing. Keon Broxton in the minor leagues so far this year, 269 average, 4 home runs, 3 steals.
Those are strikeouts.
Don't worry about the strikeouts, Jake, but it's 22. He's got a 22-4 strikeout to walk ratio.
Right, in the good way, right?
11-2. Not in the good way. But 817 OPS. Whatever. Everyone strikes out. Keon Broxton. There you go, Jake. There's another guy. 2020 last year, Keon Broxton.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, everybody sucks, and he was up and down. The dude was up and down a lot, too. Think about what he could have done if he had 500 bats.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Adrian Beltre also hurt his hamstring. He's going to get an MRI. MRI for Thames Cup. We don't have any results yet. This is interesting if you look at it from the lens of Jerks and Profar, who's having an okay average, 236 average, but 364 on base percentage, 11 walks, 10 strikeouts. Here's this fielding tally so far this year. 11 games at shortstop, 5 at second base, 3 at third, 1 in the outfield. So he's 2 games away from third base eligibility in a lot of leagues. He's already got shortstop and second base. And in some leagues, he started as an outfield-only project. So, Jake, if he maybe gets the next couple games at third base, maybe relieves Joey Gallo, who they say is going to play third base now for as long as Beltre's out, does that increase Jerks and Profar's value, or do we just not care about multi-position eligibility these days because a good amount of people have it?
No, I think we do care because it's not just the fact that multiple people have it. It's the fact that multiple people hit the 10-day DL now that we've had to deal with this last year and now this year again. Is to have that positional flexibility is certainly a boost. It's not a huge boost because the biggest problem with Profar is none of these things we're talking about. The biggest thing is, like, what is he going to do for the entire year? 100 games the rest of the season is probably 12 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and we've talked about these guys before. It's like the Ketel Marte comparison I keep making. Sure, that's valuable, especially at the middle infield position, but it's not trip over yourself, go run to the waiver wire and make sure you have him in every single league possible, because it's going to be 12 and 10 and 40 and 40, 50 and 50, maybe in runs and RBIs. So it's just, he's a solid contributor, and that boost you do get from being able to move him around. And people don't also realize what that is. The position ability factor also factors into trades. You know, if you happen to have depth at first base, well, now you can make a trade because he can slide in the middle infielder, or that actually helps too, that people sometimes overlook.
He said Profar. I noticed that. I don't know if you did.
I absolutely did.
I feel like we don't know what Profar is capable of. Because, I mean, he's had so many interrupted seasons, and he was so young when he was the number one prospect in baseball and still developing, and then just got taken completely off track. He might be a 23 home run hitter. We don't know. I'm not saying he is. I don't think he is.
No.
But he might be. He might be a 30 steals guy.
Probably isn't.
But we don't know. Jake, I mean, you can't just say no. I mean, the numbers, yes. If you look at it straight from numbers and run a spreadsheet and extrapolate things, then no.
No. I'm looking at all the scouting reports of him. I'm looking from other talent comparisons that he looks like a 15-15 guy.
Scouting schmouting. I take that back. I believe in the scouts.
Why did you pick up the fact that I said Profar? Would you want me to correct you and say Jerkson? Because you said him wrong?
Yeah, well, Jake, I mean, if you're going to correct a lot of people on things, it's like, you know, if you're like, you can't wear brown shoes with blue pants, and one day you wear black shoes with blue pants, I'm going to bring it up. That's
What's
a weird example.
Far?
It's Profar.
I said Profar.
You said Profar. Yeah, you had a very strange accent on that.
Oh, I'm sorry that my dialect for my region's a little bit different.
No, please. That is not a breadbasket thing. Because you're from Virginia, you say Profar strange.
Didn't say it strange. I said Profar.
Profar.
Yeah, exactly. There it is again. Yeah, I think the Beast is doing it on purpose right now.
Kind of agree.
Any chance we see Willie Calhoun in his minor league career? He has 273 games at second base, so he's a natural second base. And these are all early in his career.
Oh, he's a natural second baseman that they desperately moved to the outfield because he can't play second base.
Is it not worth having the bat in that lineup? I guess.
Well, listen, they sent Ryan Rua down because he was terrible.
Yeah.
So I think it's coming. I think, you know, listen, we've seen Gleyber Torres get called up now. We've seen Ronald Acuna. I don't think Willie Calhoun's that far off.
There are things you can move around to get Willie Calhoun into that lineup.
Absolutely.
Last couple
need
notes.
Him at this point.
Sorry, Jake, what'd you say? I spoke over you.
I said they're going to need him at this point.
I mean, it's just a team that's hopeless.
Yeah.
If you look at that lineup, man, and like, you go to roster resource page for the Rangers, and it's just kind of, oh, man, it's not a great team. That's a team that's going to finish last in runs, like behind the Marlins.
There's no 10 o'clock games tonight, speaking of.
No, there's not. The last game of the night is at 8:15.
I wonder why. I like NBA that. Playoffs?
There's no team in the West Coast, probably.
Oh, all right, there you go.
No, they're all playing. If they are, they're playing day games today.
There you go.
San Francisco's at 3:45. All the West Coast games are during the day today.
It's getaway day.
It is, absolutely.
Christian Villanueva hurt his hamstring. He's been on fire, 4.62 average in the last week. Hopefully that's nothing serious. It seems like Beltre's is more serious than Villanueva's, just from reading the updates. And
I agree. I think both of them are on the list for Virginia and Doc tomorrow, so we'll hear more about that tomorrow.
And then Adam Eaton, still not back.
Yeah, you know, Adam Eaton's a guy, we always say this, he's injury prone. And when guys are injury prone, and we've seen this in the past with plenty of other players, they take a long time to get back. It's not just like, all right, you sprain your ankle, you're out for a week, or you strain a hamstring, you're out for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
When you have a guy that is always injured, when they get injured, yeah, I'll be back in 3 days. Then he goes on the DL. Yeah, he'll come off as soon as he's eligible. Next thing you know, it's a month. And yeah. I think that's where we're headed with Adam Eaton.
Scribble him out. There's not much we can say about him until he gets back, I think. Moving along. Oh, go ahead,
up,
Jake.
By the way.
What?
It said thumbs up, by the way. Too many people say Villanueva. I'm giving you a thumbs up.
Thank you, Jake. Well, I don't see it on the screen. I see you saying it. I hear you saying it.
Oh.
Thanks, Jake. It means a lot no matter what.
Thumbs up emoji.
All right, moving along. This is truly the grab bag here. Just a bunch of players that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, 5 1/3 innings, pitched 4 runs, 6 hits, and Ks. Greg, what's your worryometer level, 1 to 10? I stole that from PFF, by the way.
My worryometer level, 1 to 10, is probably about a 4. I'm not worried about Shohei Ohtani, to be honest with you.
How about for the next start?
Who's he face?
I'm just thinking about the blisters and the issues that he has.
So it's
not a blister anymore.
It's not a blister anymore. So I was trying to read you as I was waiting.
Sorry.
Do you have that thing from RotoWorld, Jake? Because mine won't load.
That's what I saw from before, but now I can read it for you because mine's here.
Yeah.
Mike Soto said Wednesday, Shohei Ohtani now has a callus where his blister was, which is something that will prevent it from being a lingering issue.
That's always nice to hear.
Yeah. So that's why I wasn't worried.
All right. So we're not with Jake Shohei Ohtani, like next start, you'll start him confidently. We're not doing like you move him back from hitter to pitcher.
Somebody asked me yesterday on Twitter about starting him against the Astros in Houston. I said, I'm not doing it. I don't bench elite level starters because when you do, a lot of times they can go out there and be elite and then you missed out on a great start. Wasn't a great start yesterday, but I would even say a 2. I'm not, put it this way. He has to put together 3 or 4 back performances before I'm considered benching him. He's in my lineup and his next start is actually not official yet because they don't go that far out given that 6-man rotation.
Stay with some pitchers.
Sure.
Dan Straley went 5 1/3 and struck out 6 in a rehab start.
Your boy.
I like Dan Straley.
No.
I think, you know, talking about Domingo Santana and people didn't notice things that people did last year, I don't think a lot of people noticed how good of a season Dan Straley had.
I agree with that.
Year.
I agree with that.
Jake, want to correct us?
No, I keep trying to buy into Straley, though, and then every time I'm ready to buy in is when he goes through his poor stretch. So I like him.
Do you like him enough to pick him up and drop? I want to think of someone who might be close to dropping.
Harvey. Yes.
Yes.
You would drop Matt Harvey for Dan Straley.
In a heartbeat.
Yes.
I'll think of someone. I didn't have that prepared, and I apologize to everyone for that. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Drop Giolito.
No, I would not drop. I have faith in Lucas Giolito.
Oh, I got a good one.
Yeah.
You're hesitating.
It was a good one. I would hold on to my Lucas Giolito. Although, I guess you could pull an interesting trick here where you can drop someone, pick up Straley, immediately DL him, and then try and get that guy back.
Would you stash Gohara or Straley?
Oh, Gohara 1,000 times.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. Jake, you should have just left the room after that first one.
I know, like George Costanza. Tyson Ross or Straley?
Always leave him laughing. Oh, Straley over Tyson Ross. No question.
I wouldn't. I would actually go Tyson Ross.
Why? Tyson Ross is kind of boring.
You know why? Go to rotoexperts.com right now. Ding. Check out my article.
All right, cool.
Sure.
That's free, right?
Yeah.
Everything's free on Roto Experts. No, it's not.
Well, all baseball is, yeah.
All right. Baseball's free, yeah.
All right. Okay, so Dan Straley, I don't know, in a month, Greg, what should his ownership be? What should it be, and what do you think it will be?
Straley's ownership in a month?
Yeah.
I think it will be at
40%?
38%.
All right,
that's really
nice.
Funny, yeah.
Hey.
I would say 38%. I think it should be probably about 38%.
All right. Let's talk about Mack Williamson for a second here. Hit another home run. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. He's owned in 24% of leagues. He now has 3 home runs, and he owns a .316 average. Can it last, Greggy? Forget about Hunter Pence. I guess you can't forget about Hunter Pence. That's part of the situation here, but I don't think that's going to make a difference.
I don't think you could forget about Hunter Pence, but I will say this. The Giants are seemingly always looking for a little power, right? They're just looking for some punch in that lineup.
Yeah.
And Mack Williamson has provided that. He's another guy, and we brought up Tommy Pham last time when we talked about Mack Williamson as a guy that was sitting in AAA that thought he deserved his spot. He who do you work with? Who's hitting coach?
Justin Turner. A bunch of these dudes went to this.
Turner's, exactly. So and all that he did in the minors this year was hit home runs. And he gets called up, and all he's doing is hitting home runs. When you do that, as we saw with Cody Bellinger last year, even if there's no spot for you, there becomes a spot for you. And Mac Williamson continues to hit, and I get it. He's not going to hit a home run every day like he has been. But if he continues to hit, they will find a spot in this outfield for Mac Williamson, 1,000%.
Jake, are you a big Mac Williamson guy?
Not a big guy. I tried to get him in labor, and I missed out. They don't have a lot of money left. But if you're looking at somebody that could potentially hit 20 home runs the rest of the way.
Yep.
If he has a job, then absolutely. I don't think he's – I would almost bet money if he does, he hit 300 the rest of the year. But 20 home runs is certainly cool.
Would you rather have Mac Williamson or a guy that we talked about yesterday in CJ Crone?
Crone slightly, but not by much.
Okay, so that's a good one.
I got Crone by a mile.
You do?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We still got to talk the mysterious player who we decided not to name, and Mark Canha.
Nope.
Mark Canha. Who is he? What can he do with him? Who does he play for? We'll tell you in a minute. We'll be right back after this.
Fantasy.
Big Greg, yes.
I like Big Nicky T.
Big Greg B.
No.
Big Greg C.
That's not going to work either.
Big Nicky T, you should copyright that as like an artist name. Because that sounds like the next pop star to me.
I'm going
to
Google
Big Nicky T.
So I just Googled Big Nicky T.
That sounds like the next pop star, for real. And Nick Tropiano came up.
It did not. I don't know. There's a restaurant somewhere.
Oh, I Googled it as well, and a collision center in Brooklyn came up.
Hey, come on down to Big Nicky T's. We'll fix up your car.
Weekdays on FNTSY Radio and live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube stream.
Welcome back, everybody. FST with Greg Sussmania Sussman and the Beast Jake Sayer. Good times, right? Yeah, I think so. We got some players we got to rip through so we can finish the show on time and the Fantasy Best Friends Forever can take over at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. By the way, programming notes galore. Tomorrow night for the NFL Draft, we got a pretty awesome show. Same as last year, anchored by Corey Parson. Featuring Dane Martinez, Mike Blewett, and the awesome Emery Hunt, who did a bunch of preview shows with Jake. If you want to check out the mock drafts,
yes.
They're not mock drafts. Jake gets angry. The Beast comes out.
The Beast will also be back on the air Monday at 1 p.m.
For the recap.
The draft recap.
So tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock, live on the Fantasy Sports Network, Twitch, YouTube, everything. It's going to be an awesome draft special. Jake, you want to plug your pre-draft specials that are, you can just search for them. You can find them on the site.
Yeah, you can actually see them under the YouTube page on the Fantasy Sports Network. And you can also plug my stuff if you go to rotoexperts.com Thursday and Friday night during the draft, live fantasy impacts of every skill position.
Did we Skype you in last year? Didn't we Skype you in a couple times?
I don't remember because I was in the middle of doing that. I think we tried. I think we did once or twice, but we were trying to hit the gaps when there was a lot of defensive and offensive lines going because every single pick, like I said, skill position wise, I'm updating it almost immediately.
Maybe we'll just dial you up. Mess with Jake. Anyway.
I won't answer.
He probably just won't answer.
The first five picks when it's Barkley and three quarterbacks, you're not going to get me.
Well, no, Jake. Yeah, maybe you're more like a 9:45 p.m. guest, you know? Maybe 10:15 yeah. When the...
Just look at my mock draft and try to find the stretch of like all the defensive players, and then I won't be doing much.
What if there are trades?
Oh, this is what's making it so interesting this year. Nobody knows.
Second programming note, Friday at 1 o'clock, in place of this show, well, as a special presentation of this show, there'll be a Red Felt Break again with our buddy Greg Bynum.
Yep.
And Greg Sussman.
Hey.
You two get along really well, even though you weren't a big cards guy before this.
I'm not a big cards guy, but like it's impossible not to be into it during the show.
Yeah.
Because he's so excited about it.
Yes.
So you just get excited about
We're
it.
We're going for an Ohtani. It's the 2018 Bowman box, which comes out today, I think.
Oh, you're going to be there, Nando?
We'll see.
Because you made it sound like it was just going to be Greg and Greg.
It is just going to be Greg.
Well, Greg are a great combo, and I feel like I get in the way.
Well, not well, Nando.
Also got lunch.
Has a work-related lunch.
No, Matt.
Matty Moe can come and go as he pleases on those Fridays. Yeah. Anyway, back to the okay. So here's the mystery player I wanted to talk about, who no one's talking about. I can give you it in a kind of name that player mode. I know you love your trivia. Jake, you ready? Greg,
yeah,
you ready?
Greg's usually good at that.
This player has 4 home runs in his last 5 games. 321 average on the season with 8 home runs and a steal. currently sporting a 1.081 OPS. In the minors, he had a 289 average with 64 home runs and about 1,600 at-bats. He got better as he advanced. 310 average, 321 average in 2015 and 2016, respectively. Had 25 home runs in 2016 when he was in the Arizona system. He was part of a trade that involved...
Oh, don't say it. I know.
Whenever you're ready, Jake.
Oh, it's the Nobis night. Yeah, hold on. I'm talking about him because I've been talking about him all damn year and last season. It's Mitch Haniger.
That's right. It's Mitch Haniger.
You literally mentioned Mitch Haniger right before the break, too.
Did I?
Yes.
I thought I said mystery guy.
You also said Mitch Haniger.
Let's
talk about Mitch Haniger. Let's talk about a mystery guy.
Oh, what do you want, man? I'm high on Sharpie. It's a good thing. It's a good thing the alcohol swabs are nowhere near me. Name that Mitch Haniger.
We talked about it during the On Target podcast, too. It's like all the hype from last year, all the excitement. The guy gets hurt. People forget. And it's between the disappointment of the people who owned him and he was hit or miss in the time that he was healthy and that he was frustrating because he was in and out and in and out. And I don't know why, but everybody just said, oh, forget it. Who wants anything to do with Mitch Haniger forgetting how good he was last year? I had him inside my top 30 outfielders.
How do you feel about that now? Do you feel like he should have been inside your top 20?
I feel like there's a potential he could be inside the top 20 for sure.
Mitch Haniger's awesome. But, I mean, all right, fine. Jake's been talking about it. We haven't mentioned much on this show.
Yeah.
You don't hear people like, you know, but I mean, you don't see those annoying tweets from someone like, oh, I told you, Mitch Haniger. Like,
no, in that facet, you're right. Nobody really is talking about him in general.
What I'm going to start doing.
We brought that up when you weren't here. That's why I brought up Haniger. I had the exact same conversation.
Oh, well, my bad. I mean, I watched every day. Fine, moving along. Here's another guy I don't think a lot of people are talking about, unless you did last week. 277 average, 360 on base percentage, 2 home runs, 14 runs, and 14 runs batted in. And this is with him generally batting in the 8th spot for the majority of the year. He's bounced around 7, 8, 9. I think he snuck up to 6 at one point, maybe 5, for a game. He's on a complete tear. He was batting 204 on April 17th. 4 multi-hit. Wait, did you guys read the rundown? Because the name's in the rundown.
I have not.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. I read the rundown, but I don't know who you're talking about.
4 multi-hit games in a row. His average is now up to 277 from 204 on April 17th. He's not 30 years old yet. He's only 28, actually. I can't remember if he's 28 or 29. Yesterday, we were going to talk about him. He was hitting 262.
Right.
So how about that? Owned in 17% of CBSSports.com leagues. His name is Jason Hayward.
Ah, that's fine.
Jake, you've been talking about him all preseason.
No, I haven't.
You had him inside your top 25.
No, I definitely did not.
Come on, Jake. Admit it, beast.
No. I'm not a Jason Hayward fan.
You're not at all? Even with this tear that he's on?
No, because it's a tear. The hitters go through hot streaks all the time. Jason Hayward is still never going to be and never will be what everybody got excited for his potential to be back in the day. And the fact is, if you look at him back with the Cardinals, if you look back to a Hayward profile too, they always went past what his ability was. I guess the excitement of seeing, you know, the growth and the potential, not really that, you know what, that maybe just was his potential, a 20 home run hitter at best.
Craig, you look like you're about to say something.
I am.
And then Jake abruptly stopped weirdly.
It's just unrelated to Jason Hayward, so I was going to wait until there's a pause in the action.
Which there is.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
So I was offered a trade in the league. I need your guys' help.
All right.
That's cool.
Let's do it.
Time out. I signed Byron on anything. You give me the most hell and crap of anything. He trades Chopix to his own team in a trade scenario, and you're like, okay, go ahead, no problem, let's go.
I feel like before we do, well, you know, let's do that, and then we'll let everybody on YouTube go so they can set up for the BFF feed.
Yeah.
Let's give your trade real quick.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, because maybe the guys in the room, Jim Ross.
Listen, I'll take it.
And Ryan McGarry, by the way, who's like...
Ryan McGarry.
Yeah, he's Jake's number one fan.
He's a big BFF guy.
Wow. Jake, how do you feel about that? He's bogarting your Ryan McGarry.
I guess he's no Leland Hill Tagley, whatever that guy's
name is. Jake, no! Look up, go to his baseball reference page.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to guess it's Tagliere.
All right, here's the trade.
Shout out to Lance Davis.
Here's the trade. I don't want to tell you which side I'm on because it'd be fair.
And this is proposed to you.
This is the trade that was proposed to me. The trade is Mike Foltynewicz.
We need to know, Greg, rule number one.
12-team
trade club.
12-team mixed league.
You need to know. H2H or Roto?
Head-to-head.
So
categories.
Points?
Head-to-head categories.
Oh. How many outfielders? How many? Five outfielders?
Very basic, just three. Just three outfielders.
All right.
Three outfielders. Yeah. Can I continue?
By the way, if you're watching live, you can give us a call.
Yeah, 844-843-6879. It's 844.
Slow that down.
844-843-6879.
We're here to help at all times.
That's why you're helping me.
Well, actually, from one to two.
The trade is Mike Foltynewicz for Justin Turner.
I would want the Justin Turner side.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay. Oh. And?
That was proposed to me for Justin Turner. I would be getting Justin Turner.
Oh, I would do it. Hit accept live. Right. Or you want to ask your? I know you want to ask your best friends.
I asked my best friends.
What they say?
The break.
Take it.
Mike Florio says, "Take a shot at Turner. Take a shot on Turner."
It's not really taking a shot on a guy who's been really good for the last 3 years.
I agree. Well, he's hurt. That's the thing.
But I mean, he's fine. I think he's running the bases now.
He just started hitting off a tee.
There we go. See, even better. Moving along. Let's say goodbye to everybody digitally.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody digitally. We're still live on the Fantasy Sports TV network. We are still live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are no longer live on YouTube. But we love you all. Thank you. And good night. And good morning. Let's move on to a guy I want to talk about. I'm skipping a couple. We can talk Mark Canha in a second. But and also,
I have accepted the trade.
All right. Live trade acceptance. Congratulations, Greg. Eric Lauer got hammered last night in Colorado. Pitched three innings, six earned runs, four walks, three strikeouts. So I'm like, I don't think he's that bad. I went back and dug around his minor league stats. 3.04 ERA, 1.18 whip with a 9.9 K per nine over 171 and two-thirds innings in the minors. It looks like his next start, if he sticks around in the rotation, should be against the Giants in San Francisco. I'm not a big daily fantasy player, but I feel like I've uncovered something that I can do in daily fantasy here, having this Eric Lauer information. People might be off him and not realize he had very good numbers in the minor leagues. Excellent strikeout and nine ratio. Jake, am I crazy, or do you think this Eric Lauer gambit might be worth it?
I'd have to do more research on him because I haven't heard anybody talk about him. You're the first person ever.
Thank you.
No, you said you might have uncovered something, but I think my point being is, you know, if he was highly regarded in that fashion, I think we would have heard more about him. I mean, I know from seeing the rundown and looking up that he was a first-round pick, so I'm assuming there's some pedigree behind him, but nobody's really been talking about him, so maybe to your point of people not talking about people that they should be, there's more to it.
He's got Joey Lucchese-style numbers in the minor leagues, in that there wasn't a lot of it, but there were very good ratios and great K per nine. Greg just doesn't care.
Nope.
He seems to. I'm
all into the Justin Turner thing now.
No, and now you can immediately disable Justin Turner.
I just did.
And pick up anyone you want.
No, I need to take somebody off the deal. I need to take Sal Perez off the deal.
So get rid of your catcher who took Sal Perez's spot.
It's Yasmani Grandal. He's awesome.
Why do you have two catchers like that?
Well, I picked up Grandal because Salvi was hurt.
You're in a tough spot.
Yeah, I know. I need to take a trade.
You can't really utility one of those guys,
right? I need
to make
another trade.
Or just drop one of them.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Drop Salvador Perez in a 12-team league. He's come back from injury. Am I right, Jake?
He don't run last night.
You got maximum value for him. All right. Moving right along. Jake requested that we talk about Mark Canha. So let's bring that up.
Who?
Mark Canha. He's been on fire lately. The power's real, I think. The average, I'm not sure. He's hitting .342 with three home runs. Went deep last night. Has an 8-game hitting streak. I want to know. There's another first baseman out there with almost exactly the same stats. Mitch Moreland, .341 average, two home runs, seven runs, and 44 at bats. Jake, since you wanted to talk about him, would you take Moreland or would you take Mark Canha here?
Mark Canha.
I want to take either one.
That can't be your answer. I'm sorry. You pick
it
one.
I don't want either one on my team. I don't want somebody with no average who's just going to hit 20 home runs at some point. And
Jake,
the only way I'm going to get those 20 home runs is if I keep him in my lineup every damn day when he doesn't produce half the time.
I'm taking you to a dystopian future where only the Athletics and the Red Sox exist, and you have to choose as your first baseman Mark Canha or Mitch Moreland. Who's it going to be?
I'd take Matt Lauer.
Oh, come on.
Oh!
Jake, wow. That's
You should not do that.
Yeah, after what he did?
That is a
really, Jake?
Bad idea.
That's not like you.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Google Matt Lauer.
Not the
trouble.
Best joke you.
Yeah, Google Matt Lauer and every negative word you can think of after that. Something will come up.
I met Eric Lauer anyway.
I don't know if that's true.
Boy,
I don't know if that's
uncomfortable.
True. Look up Matt Lauer trap door. No, it wasn't a trap door. It was a button. Look up Matt Lauer button.
I don't know, man.
I think Jake knows. He's just trying to preserve that image.
No, I really don't know what you're talking
what
about.
Is going, what is wrong
we're
with
being told Frank Stanfill doesn't know either.
So there you go. I don't follow media. I don't even know what did he used to do? He was on a show. I just like what show? I don't even know what he does.
I think we should leave that for Googling afterwards.
Yeah, we should not get into that.
Right now, he does nothing.
Okay. So your dystopian future, I'm still not taking either one.
All right. What if I had Jason Hayward in that? What if it was Hayward, Kenya, and Moreland?
I would actually take Hayward.
You know what? Before we were rudely interrupted by Greg, Jason Hayward has 14 runs batting from the eighth spot. That's really impressive. No? That's got to be like top 20 in the majors.
No, it's very good right
14
now.
14 run score.
Yeah, no, it's not very good.
Top 20 it's in the good. Majors overall or top 20 batting from the eighth spot?
No, I think that'd be top 20 in the majors overall.
No, it won't be.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Top 25, I'll almost guarantee Jason Hayward. 14 runs scored is top 25 in the major leagues.
Nope. Let's check.
Let's check. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's check.
It's close. I mean, look, it's still early in the season. People are scoring runs, but...
No, you go down to 30, that's 15.
I think Jake's lying. Anyway.
No, he is tied for 38th.
Still pretty impressive.
Not top 20 or top 25.
If you're batting in the eighth spot... You know,
he's
Jake...
He's tied with Frazier, Schwarber, Markakis, and Justin Upton, so those are some names for you.
Which Frazier?
Todd.
Nice. Todd Frazier's back, by the way. All right, by the way, Jake last night, as we wrap this up here, sent me a note from his buddy Scott Pianowski, who you've buried the hatchet with, right? You guys are friends again?
About 3 years ago.
I just want to make sure.
Just making sure.
Yeah, come on, Jake.
Respect.
Yeah, we like Scott. You like Scott. It makes us happy.
He's been in the Flex League the past 2 years.
Does he know that you didn't like him for a long time?
Yes. Yes.
He apologized in an email.
Did you hug?
No, I don't hug.
Did you ever read the book Word Freak? Speaking of the FST book club. It's excellent. It's the guy who tries to win the Scrabble tournament.
Oh, no.
Pianowski's in it.
I saw your boy lost his record on... I didn't watch the documentary, but I saw your boy lost his record on the Donkey Kong thing.
Jake, that's a spoiler. It's a huge spoiler alert for the documentary.
It's been out for 2 weeks. If you haven't seen it at this point, too bad.
I wonder if anyone actually went out and watched the movie. Anyway, so Jake last night is like, I know you like this stuff. And he was right. It's a Pianowski tweet. When would you draft Shohei Ohtani in a league that started play tomorrow as a pitcher only? This is a real question, not a snarky trollish thing. He's a very difficult guy to put a value on. Jake, you are the king of all rankings. What do you do with Shohei Ohtani if the season... A dystopian world where the season started tomorrow.
I would have him right around where I had him before, probably a little bit higher, honestly. Before I had him fringe top 20, I'd probably put him inside the top 20 around the 16 to 18 range. Because let's talk about some of those guys that are in that range, like James Paxton, who haven't looked very good so far. Robbie Ray's looked terrible, has no control all of a sudden. I think he deserves to still be inside that top 15.
You know what Jake's good at? It's not really humble bragging.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like backhanded bragging. It's like, I would put him in the same place I had him when I started the season. Because I correctly predicted everything about Shohei Ohtani.
No, because I would have put Robbie Ray in the same place. I had Robbie Ray too high.
He's beasting, everybody.
The beast!
The beast is back!
Love it.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Fantasy Best Friends Forever are up next if you're watching us live. If not, check them out on demand. And give Jake and Frank some crap for not knowing events. News. Bye, everybody!